And God says to Moses, Hashem says to Moshe, Bo el Paro, come, come to Paro. What is this mysterious invitation that Hashem is asking Moshe not to go to Paro, but come, come to Paro? Which of course means that those things from which we would like to go away, we'd like to run away from. God is summoning us, giving us an invitation. Bo, Bo el Paro, come, come to them instead. That's the only way to be healed from them, to be redeemed from them. And one of the most famous Torahs from Reb Nachman of Breslov, in Likutei Maran, where he explains that Paro is a word that represents all frustration, all challenges. Tafriu es ha'am mimasav. Disrupt the nation from what they're trying to do. Tafriu, Paro. All obstacles, all things that are in our path, all those things in our life we'd like to run away from is Paro. Everything in our lives that conceals God from us, all concealments on God. And Reb Nachman says, all heresy, all those things that make us even deny God's existence, all the biggest questions that people ask on God, and ways that people deny God, and proofs that people bring that God doesn't exist, that's all Paro. And Hashem is telling Moshe to come there. Don't run away from it, but rather come there. And as Reb Nachman explains that God is saying, come, really, come to me, God's inviting us to come to Him. Come to Paro, which is a part of God. Reb Nachman says this is the Kabbalistic idea of the Chalal u'Makom Panui. As the Kabbalah teaches that in order for God to create all the worlds and everything in them, which is all the divine speech, all of God's wisdom and speech, He had to first make a complete void, an empty space, a Chalal, a void completely empty of any revelation of God's light at all, a space completely empty of God. And that's Paro. That's where all the challenges and the hindrances and the difficulties come from. But then God is telling us that really, really that's Him as well. It's completely empty and void of God. There's absolutely a concealment, no revelation, void, empty of any revelation of God's light. But that emptiness, that void, that concealment, those challenges are God as well. And so God is telling us, in order to be healed, Bo, we have to go there, be invited to come to that aspect of what He is. And as Reb Nachman explains, that's a paradox. It makes no sense. Is it empty of God, or is He present there? And the answer is that emptiness is God's presence. But there's no way to explain that. This is a paradox that will only be revealed when Mashiach comes. But now the only way to be able to deal with that paradox is silence, as Reb Nachman says. You can't talk about it. All the questions and challenges, there's no way to explain now rationally or even emotionally what that could mean, that emptiness is another way God is manifesting. Only by silence, which is exactly what Moshe, what Moses is all about, the one that couldn't speak, only he or only we that enter into that realm of silence could be able somehow to come to the emunah, the faith, that emptiness is God as well. Or as Sir Philip and Mary Sidney translate Tehillim 139, Psalms 139 in their Renaissance translation of Tehillim, the pasuk that says, Gam choshech leyashech mimeka, darkness will not conceal you. Listen to the translation. Do thy best, O secret night, in sable veil to cover me. Thy sable veil shall vainly fail. With day unmasked, my night shall be. For night is day, and darkness light, O Father of all lights, to Thee. May we bravely accept God's invitation, Bo el Paro, to come with equal devotion and feelings of love to the Paro aspect of what God is, to the emptiness, that void where there is absolutely no revelation of God, be able somehow to hug God there as well.